Hey, welcome to this advanced Ableton lesson. Today we're building a rolling jungle bass line that sits heavy in the low end, moves dynamically with the drums, and cuts through Amen-style breaks. I'm excited. We're going to split the bass into a mono sub and a stereo res, program a rolling MIDI pattern with micro groove, and use Ableton's stock devices to glue everything together. Tempo for the examples will be 174 BPM, but anything from 170 to 176 will work fine. Quick prerequisites. Be comfortable with Ableton instruments and routing, MIDI editing, and basic mixing. Live 10 or 11 is recommended, so you've got wavetable and upper ear. Max for live LFOs are optional. I'll point out alternatives. Overview: the bass is two layers. Layer 1 is a stable mono sub made in operator. Layer 2 is a stereo detuned res or growl made in wavetable or sampler, processed with distortion, frequency shifting, and rhythmic gating. We'll route both into a bass group so we can process and automate them together. By the end, you'll have a two-bar rolling loop that punches through a breakbeat while keeping a clean low end. Step 0, the setup. Set your tempo to 174. Drop a drum rack with a chopped Amen break and build a simple two-bar kick and snare loop to give the bass something to react to. Create 3 tracks: bass sub, bass res, and a bass group to contain them. Step 1. Build the sub in operator. Load operator on the bass sub track and use only oscillator with a pure sine wave. Drop the octave to around -2 or -1 so your root sits near 40 to 60 Hz. Keep the amp envelope quick on attack, long sustain, and a short release around 40 to 60 milliseconds so there's no click, but also no flabbiness. Add a low pass 24 dB if you want a little control, but keep the filter envelope amount minimal. The sub must be very consistent. On the chain, add an EQ 8 for subtle shaping, a gentle boost around 60 to 80 Hz if needed, and a small cut between 200 and 400 Hz to reduce muddiness. Use a light saturator with small drive and choose an analog style curve, then a glue compressor with a soft setting to glue the tone. Most importantly, insert utility and set width to 0% so the sub is perfectly mono. Finally, sidechain the sub to your drum track with a compressor. Fast attack, medium release, enough threshold to give you 3 to 6 dB of ducking on kick and snare hits. The sub must make space for the drums. Step 2. Build the res or growl in wavetable or sampler. On a new MIDI track, load wavetable and choose a sawish wavetable for oscillator 1. Add unison, 3 to 4 voices, and modest attune, just enough to thicken things without smearing the low end. Layer a second oscillator with a slightly detuned saw or a higher octave source to add harmonic richness. Put the wavetable filter to a low pass 24 with a cutoff fairly high to start, and add drive to get grit. Enable mono or legato voicing with a short portamento if you want slides for passing tones. Post-synthesis, high pass the res at about 120 Hz so the mid and top energy is responsible for character, not the subs. On the FX chain, push a heavier saturator, add a frequency shifter at a small offset and a partial dry slash wet to create subtle stereo beading, and consider a tiny bit of redux for crunchy grit, but use it sparingly. For rhythmic movement, either use auto filter with an LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16 and moderate amount, or use an envelope follower driven by the drums to make the filter breathe with the break. If you prefer sampler, load a short res loop and loop it with filter and LFO modulation. The goal is the same: thick, stereo harmonic material with its lows removed. Step 3. Frequency split and routing. Put both bass sub and bass res into a bass group. On the group, add a gentle shaping EQ, a glue compressor to bind the layers with maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and an audio effect rack to set up parallel distortion. Use a macro to blend that parallel distortion in so you can slam the tone during drops without overcooking it in the loop. Keep the res high passed around 120 Hz and the sub strictly below that. Think of them as separate instruments with different roles. Step 4. Program the MIDI pattern and create that rolling groove. For the sub, lay down anchor notes on beats 1 and 3 for the foundation, hold them legato in the low octave, and add lower velocity, 16th stabs on off beats to give movement without cluttering the bass region. For the res, program a rolling 16th note pattern with velocity variation and occasional triplet fills. Those triplet fills are a hallmark of the jungle feel. Use pitch slides with portamento on the res to make short slides between notes. Humanize the performance. Apply groove from the groove pool or nudge notes slightly forward or back. The res should move and breathe. The sub should be steady. Step 5. Movement through LFOs, gating, and automation. Put auto filter on the res and map an LFO to cutoff sync to 1/16 or 1/8 to create rhythmic gating. If you have Max for Live, an envelope follower fed by the break is a fantastic way to make the Reese open exactly in time with your drums. Automate small pitch bend slams at the start of drops, and automate frequency shifter wet amount for wobble during fills. Use clip automation for micro ducks and accents so the bass answers the drum hits tightly. Step 6. Mixing and critical checks. Always check mono. Make the sub mono with utility, and flip to mono to ensure no cancellations. Use steep high pass at about 120 Hz on the Reese to keep the low end clean. For extra aggression, send the Reese to a return with heavy distortion and high pass that return above 1 kHz. Blend it back in for bite. Consider mid/side processing on the group. Keep the mids tight and mono under 120 Hz, and let the sides get wider above about 300 Hz. Multiband side chaining is a pro move. Duck only the low band for the kick and keep the mids and highs intact so your Reese still sounds full even when the kick punches through. This audio version is shortened for playback.